serve others, serve God. When I felt the Lord give me just those words to start with, and I thought, well, that looks like it's the wrong way round. Surely it should be serve God and then serve others. But he said, no, serve others, serve God. So by serving others, we are serving God. And that was really where this started from. And this passage, I felt the Lord lay on my heart to bring. Because quite often we can be given things to look after, to invest, and what do we do with them? And I felt that with the with God giving us spiritual gifts as well. So on the Ladies' Day, Jazz, the speaker for the day, had quite an interesting word for the church. I can't remember all of it, the actual words that she had, but she had a picture, and it was a picture of luscious fruit being laid out before us. And as she was saying that, I could see the front of the church here, all laid out with exotic fruit, not your everyday apples and pears, and there's nothing wrong with that, but with luscious fruit, just waiting for us to pick up. Now, different people had different interpretations of what that meant. And but for me, it meant, well, God has given us many spiritual gifts. Looks like we've lost the PowerPoint, so I won't worry too much about that. Don't worry too much about the PowerPoint. So I've got it back, okay. Can we try the next slide? This is deciding to play it as well. But yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? How the devil will try to stop us worshipping God. He will try to stop us hearing from God. And the way he tends to do that is through modern means. And for us at the moment today, it's through the technology that we have. Great stuff. But the enemy is not going to stop us. He didn't stop us singing our praises again. We carried on. And that's what we have to do. Regardless of what he throws at us, we have to carry on. Because God is on our side. And it's him that's in control.
Amen.
So quite often we're given, if we're given a gift, something really pretty to look at. I don't know about you, but sometimes I think, oh, it's so nicely wrapped up. It seems a shame to rip the paper and open up and see what's inside. But what's the point, really? We're never going to see what's inside if we don't actually open the box and open the paper. And it's the same with some of the gifts of the Spirit. The spiritual gifts have been laid out for us to pick up, and they're not even wrapped up. They're in the form of fruit ready for us to pick up and make use of. He doesn't want us to leave them there to rot. He doesn't want the present to be left unopened. He wants us to open it and see what's inside. So some of those, this is just not going to play ball. Okay, can you do the next one, Steve? Some of the spiritual gifts, then we'll just have a quick look at. The wisdom. So what is wisdom? It's in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 7. It says the spiritual gift is given to each of us so that we can help each other. I'm just going to look at 1:12. It says, to one person the Spirit gives the ability to give wise advice or wisdom. To another, the same Spirit gives a message of special knowledge. The same Spirit gives great faith to another. And to someone else, the one Spirit gives the gift of healing. He gives one person the power to perform miracles and the ability to prophesy. He gives someone else the ability to discern whether a message is from the Spirit of God or from another spirit. Still another person is given the ability to speak in unknown languages, while another is given the ability to interpret what is being said. It is one and only, that is the one and only Spirit who distributes all these gifts, and he alone decides which gift each person should have. And in verse 29 it says, are we all apostles? Are we all prophets? Are we all teachers? Do we all have the power to do miracles? Do we all have the gift of healing? Do we all have the ability to speak in unknown languages? Do we all have the ability to interpret unknown languages? Of course not. So you should earnestly desire the most helpful gifts. So that, how do we decide what's the most helpful? But we're told further on, the most helpful is to actually love one another. The most important is to love one another. So the gift of wisdom, the ability to give wise advice. Words of knowledge. We might be familiar with this. We see this used often in our fellowship here. People might have a word that God has put in their hearts or on their minds to give out to another person. Quite often we would use that to offer ministry at the end of the service. And that words of knowledge can come in all sorts of forms. When I first started getting into understanding a little bit about spiritual gifts, the words of knowledge was the main thing that came to me. And I was in a church where it was used quite widely, and we were encouraged to give it a go. And it's like, why don't we give it a go? What stops us? What stops us coming forward to give testimony of what God has done in our lives? He's doing something for us every day, every single day, even if it's just waking up in the morning. He's done that for us. If it's given us food on the table, he's done that for us. And it is the same with spiritual gifts. It's that simple. We make such complication out of everything, and it doesn't need to be. So when I first started, I thought, well, okay, I'll give it a go. And I asked the Lord if he would sort of give me a word. And some of you have heard this before. Immediately I felt like a coldness in the left side of my face. And I thought, well, is that from you, God, or isn't it not? And I was sitting there pondering while everybody else was giving out different words. And I looked around and I thought, oh, I'm sitting next to a door and it's quite drafty. So maybe that's where the cold air is. That's why I'm getting a cold face from, and draft from the door. So then I said to the Lord, well, if that is from you, would you please give it to somebody else to give out? And he did. And I thought, oh, shucks, I missed that one, you know, because I wasn't brave enough to speak it out. And quite often that's what stops us as well, isn't it? It's being afraid, not knowing whether we're doing the right thing. Quite often we're afraid of stepping up and making a fool of ourselves if we say the wrong thing. And it's something we all suffer from. Coming up, I don't know if you have any idea what it takes for any of us to come up the front here and even lead a service, to come up and make yourself vulnerable. But if God is telling you to do something, if he is telling you to not be afraid, if he is telling you that is from me, that is what I want you to do, if he is telling you, don't worry, I will be with you, then we have to trust that. It comes down to a matter of trusting and obeying what God says. And we can only do that as we open ourselves up, become vulnerable to God. Don't have to be vulnerable to anybody else. We're vulnerable to God and telling him, Yes, okay, go ahead. I'll do it. If you tell me, I'll do it. And it's so important because that, as we get into using the gifts of the Spirit, it's how our relationship with Him grows. It's how we go forward in our relationship. The more we do for Him, the more we obey Him, the more He will give us. If He gives us 10 bags of silver and we go out and invest it, He will give us the 10 bags of silver and more back. He will give us more if we keep obeying and stepping out. But if we just hide that one gift, it's so precious, I might get it all wrong. And if we bury that gift, then we're not only are we being disobedient to God, but we're missing out big time on what He has got for us. So it's the one and only Spirit who distributes all these gifts, and He alone decides which gift each person should have. But it doesn't hurt to ask either. If we want a particular gift, we can ask Him. He can only say no, or He can only say, well, not yet, you're not quite ready. So many years ago, and I was trying to work it out this morning, I was in a meeting, and there was this lady speaking, and I thought, do you know what, look, God, I would really like to be able to do that. I would like to be able to stand up in front of people and talk and give a word and teach from the word, or teach about using the gifts of the Holy Spirit. That was my passion. That still is my passion amongst the worship and seeing and prayer. It's all interwoven, all three things. But I left it there and thought, well, I don't want to stand up on a big stage or anything, you know, talk in front of hundreds of people. But it would be nice to be able to do something like that. But I don't want to be her age while I'm doing it. But what am I doing now? And I'm older than what she was then. God sometimes makes us wait. Because for something, you know, we think we're ready, but we're not necessarily. And God knows the timing for all these things. I have waited 30 years for that. It was a thing I asked for. And He said, no, you're not ready. He gave me little snippets along the route of what He would like me to do. And I messed up on some of them. I put my hands up to it. It doesn't affect anybody here, fortunately, so I can say that. But along the way, we mess up. As long as we don't hurt anybody, that is the main thing. And God, I think, He understands the desires of our hearts. He understands what we're capable of. He knows when we're ready. And if we are prepared to offer everything to Him, last week we were talking about surrendering everything. And if we are ready and willing to offer it all to Him, He will give it back to us tenfold, hundredfold, over and over again. He never gets fed up of giving us gifts. People get hung up on speaking in tongues. There's so much controversy over the years about speaking in tongues. And if you worry about that, just let it go. It doesn't matter. It's handy. It's a really lovely gift to have. But if you don't want it, God will not give it to you. He's not going to force anything on any one of us. It's our choice. All of these things are our choice. I would love to have the gift of healing, wouldn't we all, really? I mean, see people around us that need healing. I would love that. He's given me the gift of prophecy on occasion. I'm not a prophet, and there is a difference. But He has given me a gift of prophecy. Words of knowledge, I feel, is quite closely linked. But there is a difference. I just want to read Romans 12, verses 6 to 8. In his grace, God has given us different gifts for doing certain things well. So if God has given you the ability to prophesy, speak out with as much faith as God has given you. If your gift is serving others, serve them well. If you are a teacher, teach well. If your gift is to encourage others, be encouraging. If it is giving, give generously. If God has given you leadership ability, take the responsibility seriously. And if you have a gift for showing kindness to others, do it gladly. Quite a lot in there, and there's all sorts of gifts. God uses us, our natural abilities quite often to grow them into more spiritual methods of using them, really. Serving others, you know, and giving, leadership, showing kindness. And that goes into being administration, teaching, helping others, all these things. In 1 Peter 4, verse 10 and 11, says, God has given each of you a gift from his great variety of spiritual gifts. Use them well to serve one another. So there's like a theme running. It's all through the New and Old Testament, actually, about using the gifts that God has given us and using them wisely. And it's never too late to ask him how best you can serve him. This morning, we've again used I Sing Worship because earlier in the week, we didn't have a PA team to be able to operate the PA desk. And it's not a simple matter of just putting the sliders up and down to get volume. When you've got a live worship team, then it needs balancing out and all that sort of stuff. We need help with the light party. We need help with children's work, King's Kids. And none of it is requiring, well, apart from the PA desk, none of it is requiring expertise. A lot of the time, it's just a matter of having an extra body around just to be there, something that any one of us can do. There are various other places in the church where we can serve that extra help is needed. We're a small body of people, and today shows that. There's not many here today. So we all have to pull together. And to save the burden on the few, we need more people to be willing to step up. Are you a musician? Do you like to sing? Are you a worship leader? Now, what I mean by that, do you love to worship God? Can you? But maybe you think, well, I do, and I love worship, but there's no way I can lead worship. With technology today, you can do it without using an instrument or singing. That's what we've done today. I use the computer program that we've got to put the songs on. We did that last week. Not ideal. There's nothing like live worship and God being able to speak to us. And even with doing it on the computer, we need to sort of tidy up a little bit and work out how best to serve each other in worship by using the tools that we have. So just because you can't play an instrument or you can't lead worship from the front doesn't mean to say you can't lead worship. Do you hear what I'm saying? It's the same with anything. You might not be able to do much with the children or the youth, but you could be that extra body that's needed. From everything is about safeguarding these days, and you have to have a certain number of people in a room with children. So God is giving us gifts to use and grow into, not to bury in case we lose them or leave them unwrapped on the shelf because it would spoil them. God has given every one of us a gift. If you are unsure what gift God has given you, then pray about it. Seek the answer in his word. And if you've done that, then ask a friend what they think. What do you think I may be good at that I could serve others with? What gift do you think God has given me? If you think you know what your gift is, but you don't know what to do with it, then again, first of all, it's always first of all, ask him in prayer and seek guidance, either from a friend or a church elder. If you've had something burning in your heart for years and you think God is now telling you it's time to step out in that gifting, speak to one of us. In verse 15 of our reading, it says, the master gave in proportion to their abilities. So he won't overload us with things. It's a matter of stepping, one step at a time. And we're told also that, you know, God gives us what we need, one step at a time sometimes. We have to take that step before he gives us that gift. When Peter stepped out of the boat, that must have been terrifying. I can't think of anything worse, not being a fan of water and not being able to swim. I wouldn't get me doing that. But he stepped out of that boat because he had his eyes fixed on Jesus. It was only when he took his eyes off of Jesus that he started to sink. So as long as we keep our eyes fixed on him, we can do anything if it's according to his will. And we need to start stepping up, folks. We need to start stepping up. And I just say that never think that you are not good enough. Never think that you are not clever enough, not old enough, too old, too afraid. Sometimes it just comes down to trust and obey, and if necessary, do it afraid. And don't be afraid to ask God for a particular gift. If you want something, if you want somebody to pray with you, you come forward and ask somebody to pray with you. It's never too late to seek God and ask how best you can serve him and others. And the angels are waiting to celebrate with you when you invest what God has offered. He is always willing. Are you? And that's what it comes down to. I'm going to ask you to stand, if you would, if you can. Just want to read something, if I can get to it. Lord Jesus, we thank you for being with us today. We thank you, Lord, that you have so much to give us. And we ask that you would give us the courage to pick up what you have given us, those gifts, Lord, that we can make use of to serve others and to serve you in doing so. That's all we want to do, Lord, is to offer ourselves to you again. You call me out upon the waters, the great unknown, where feet may fail, and there I find you in the mystery. In oceans deep my faith will stand, and I will call upon your name and keep my eyes above the waves. When oceans rise, my soul will rest in your embrace. For I am yours, and you are mine.